What is going on, everybody? Happy Saturday morning. Coming to you live from the treadmill again. So if you're hearing the treadmill in the background, get my steps in. If you're curious, I'm about 9,000 steps, and it's almost 6 a.m. So got my steps in ready for the day, which is winning. And man, talking about playing bigger today, thinking about thinking bigger, and that's what's kind of on my mind today. So the reason why this is on my mind is because me and my wife both had this big epiphany as recently that we can live our life where we want to today. We don't have to wait till we hit some magical number. Till we have to wait till we feel like we deserve it, or that we can give ourselves permission to, because, you know, for whatever reason. And I think this was like a big thing that we kind of both came to as we've been exploring why we think the way we think a lot lately. And we started to realize that the only thing that's stopping us from living the life that we want to is ourselves, and us giving ourselves permission to say that we can do it, right? And so anytime we say, like, we want to go on a trip, like, for instance, like right now, we're on a trip, we went to a hotel, we took the kids to the hotel, and just did it for, like, because we wanted to, right? And the initial thoughts that always pop up in our head is, like, oh, like, well, can we afford it, right? That's always, I think, no matter what, it doesn't matter how much money you make, there's always the first reaction when it comes to a buying decision is, like, especially when you go to spend it on yourself and there's no real good reason for it, it's always like, can I afford it? And again, like, we're fortunate that, like, yes, it's not like, yes, we can't afford it, right? And the only thing that stops us from saying we can't afford it is just our own mindset. It's like, okay, we can't afford it. The next question is like, well, do we deserve it, right? Or can I give myself permission, basically, is the better question, right? It's like, have I done enough in order to treat myself with this, you know, little mini vacation going staying in a hotel? And again, just like, we put these limits on ourselves. It's like, what do you mean? Do I deserve it? Or am I worth it? Or do I give myself permission? Like, it's silly. It's silly. It's like, if I want to do it, I'm going to freaking do it. If it gives me fulfillment, if it gives me enjoyment, if it creates an experience, and it's a positive thing, then why wouldn't I do it? Right? And so, like, me and my wife both came to this kind of, these epiphanies that we're going to start living our life the way we want to today, right? We're not going to wait till tomorrow. We're not going to wait till we have a certain amount of money in the bank or a certain amount of investment in real estate, or till we hit a certain age or whatever sort of metric that we want to put on it. We're not going to wait. Like, if we want to do it and if it fulfills our purpose and fulfills our life and makes us happy and it brings our family, especially if it brings our family together, like, it's a no-brainer, 100% home runs, right? And so I think ultimately this idea of playing bigger, thinking bigger is really important, right? It actually starts with the kids. And so it's funny because if you have kids for watching this, you know that your vision for your kids is huge, right? Like, oh, I want my kid to be a professional athlete. I want my kid to be a president. I want my, or maybe not a president, right? But I want my kid to be successful. More successful than me even, right? Or than yourself. And so it's funny, like, we have these huge dreams for our kids, and the moment that they start talking about what they want in life, like we encourage them, we're like, yeah, you can do it, like, you can be whatever you want to be. But there comes this point in life where this transition makes to where all of a sudden there's these doubts, these insecurities, and these fears, and now we're in adulthood, and all of a sudden you tell yourself that you can't do it, that you're not worth it, that you're not deserving, and all of a sudden these dreams that you once had as a kid, they go away, and you're like, there's no way I could ever be a professional athlete. There's no way I could be the president. There's no way I could be successful. There's no way I could be a billionaire. There's no way that I could have millions and millions of followers. There's no way, right? We ultimately put these limits on ourselves, what we're actually capable of. We're like, yeah, you know what? Like, I'm pretty happy just, you know, getting by. I'm pretty happy just being like a stay-at-home mom. I'm pretty happy just like having an average business and having an average marriage. And it's bullshit. It really is, right? So where along this way do we make this transition from, like, we had all these hopes and dreams, so all of a sudden it's like, no, it's not reality, it's not real, right? Like, where does this transition happen? And ultimately, I believe a big piece of it is, like, it's in our environment, the people we're around, right? So when you're around people who think small, you will think small. When you're in an environment with people who think bigger, you think bigger. And so I'm fortunate enough to, I'm not even fortunate enough, like, I put myself, like, I purposely put myself in a position where I'm around people who are more successful than I am. That's my biggest goal in life. If I can get around people who are more successful than I am, I can basically reach up and help gain some of that confidence, gain some of that bar belief, gain some of that information to help myself continue to grow and level up. And one of the, like, literally, like, I've I've been around many successful people, and the one common trait that I always ask the same question because I think it's important. I was like, what advice do you give to your younger self, right? The person who's just starting out, or where I'm at. Like, that's what I do, because I don't know what they would do in my situation, basically, right? And they all have like different like tactical answers, but philosophically, it's all the same thing. I wish I would have thought bigger. I wish I would have played bigger. I wish I would have thought I was capable of doing more. Because what I learned from these people is that like once they get focused on something, once they have a goal in mind, they don't stop, right? The only solution is to achieve that goal. And so it doesn't matter how long it takes, which is important. So they're able to extend their timeline. They're able to say, hey, like I thought originally this goal was going to take me a year. It ended up taking me 5. But you know what? I kept persisting. I kept pushing through. I had the grit, the determination. I had the focus to know what I wanted. And I kept going. I'm like, oh, okay, right? And so it's the timeline, right? But the clarity on what the bigger purpose was or what the bigger goal was is super important. And so I think that's also something I took from these successful people is that they know what they want and they're not afraid to go get it, right? And what I find them do is that they play on a different timeline than most people do, right? Most people want the results right now. Like I said, like if someone would have set that goal for a year and they wouldn't have gotten a year, most people just give up, right? But what I see the successful people do is they just extend their timeline. They're like, okay, I didn't get in a year. So they reassess, they either realize that their timeline was way off or their effort was way off. And so one of them, or maybe both of them, need to change. And so when they make those changes, then they set a new benchmark. Like, okay, like I thought it was going to take me a year. Now I realize it's probably going to take me maybe 3 years. And so then they go back to work, go to the drawing board, put the effort in. And after 3 years, they're still not there. They're like, oh, you know what? What I realized is that my effort was way off. I realized I needed to put in 10 times the effort, right? I needed 10 times the resources. I need to put 10 times the money. I need to put 10 times the attention on it. Right? And then 2 years later, they finally hit their goal. Right? And so that's what I realized from successful people is that they wish they would have thought bigger, right? Because they know that once they actually set the goal, that they're going to achieve it. And so that's my message for you today is like, if you know that you can, like, once you believe you can hit something, a goal you can achieve, like, the chance of you being able to do it are pretty high because, like, once you have the belief, you're just going to figure out how to do it, right? So My biggest advice to you is to set a bigger goal. Like, something that scares you. And like, don't worry about the how. Like, most people are like, I want to make $1 million. But I had no idea. It's okay. It's funny because I actually tell the story to my 11-year-old a couple weeks ago. So we finally hit the $1 million net worth. And if you want to watch or listen to that episode, it's back on the podcast. It's from negative net worth to seven-figure net worth, I think is what it's called. But I was basically telling my 11-year-old how when I was probably in high school, maybe in college, that like I just knew that I was going to be a millionaire. Like I just knew, like it was my goal. And my goal was to do it by to do it by 30 years old. Like, I believed that I was going to be a millionaire by 30 years old. Like I just had this belief, like I never even made any money at that point. I just like had this belief and a strong desire that I want to be a millionaire by 30 years old. I had no idea I was going to get there, but I just kept on thinking about it. And like over the course of, man, that was, you know, 15, 16 years ago. I just kept on looking for evidence that I could become a millionaire. I just kept on looking for evidence. And it came from all like how I picked my career to how I did my businesses, to that I was in business. And I was like, I realized that the fastest way to become a millionaire was to be in business. And then I realized like, oh, if I get in the right type of business, it'll be quicker to get there as well. So I got into real estate. And all of a sudden, it came to fruition, right? Now, it was a little later than I'd like to. I'm 32 years old, so it took me 2 more years than I thought it was going to take me. But you know what? It was worth it, right? And like, I had no idea I was going to get there, but I kept on thinking bigger. And honestly, now I'm like, man, I should have wished I was going to be a decamillionaire by 30 years old, right? Then maybe I'd be halfway there. Maybe I'd have $5 million in net worth rather than just one. And so I think just thinking bigger is super important. And so it's funny because, like I said, When we talk to our kids, it becomes really easy to have them think bigger. But as us, as adults, we think too small. And so that's my advice for today: is to think bigger, play bigger. Don't worry about the how right now. Just focus on what you want, and then you start to see evidence that you're getting it. Like, again, you don't think that you have to get it tomorrow, right? So maybe you're thinking about your health and fitness, like, I really want to be in good shape, right? I want to lose 50 pounds, right? Like, you need to see that. You need to think bigger, first off. Like, you need to do something that actually excites you and scares the shit out of you. So you're like, I want to lose 50 pounds because, like, you know, I'd feel better. I'm like, no, lose 100 pounds and look freaking amazing. Be able to be on a, in a magazine. Be that lean, right? Be that. Be look that good. Like, scare yourself a little bit. Like, have a big goal. So something that wakes you up out of bed and excites you and scares the shit out of you at the same time. Like, that's what I realized too, is like, when you set bigger goals, it makes it more, a lot more fun. And so, ultimately, that's my advice for you today. Set bigger goals, scare the shit out of yourself, and you know what? Have fun, right? Because honestly, this whole life is so much more fulfilling when you're doing cool shit, when you're having fun, and when you're thinking bigger and you're playing bigger. So, happy Saturday morning. My name is Logan Manzanares, and I'm out. Bye.